my sound certainly hold up? Give me just a sec.
No.
There we are.
Hang on, I'm just modding Cyrus.
All right, are we all good? That's fine. Ryan!
Ryan, put the girl dick away!
The geek.
Ryan, come on, we're rolling!
It's a gulk, not geek.
I have never heard that. Gulk
is the terminology that everyone has just adopted.
I should have heard that if I was... Yeah,
because you're a transphobe, that's why.
Yeah, much like Suella Braverman and Rishi Sunak, who stood up today and said that trans people don't exist and are not persecuted and that gender ideology is bad, Ryan has joined the Tory party again.
What?
Stop playing Cyberpunk! Right. We're trying to record a podcast!
Honestly,
what's
based,
on screen
no
is a shape, a tall shape woman with two katanas, a Oni mask.
Wait, did we already start recording?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, did we already start recording? Because I had
this is my basic
in the podcast. This is normal.
Yeah. You cool. see Ryan here. He's got the CBBE mod on over pornography.
Anyway,
welcome to Stargate Oversight.
Awesome,
a podcast starring three British people about an American TV show made in Canada, and guest starring one Dutch person.
I didn't know there was a Dutch person in the show.
Boy, it's me.
Daniel Jackson's grandfather is Dutch, and we will meet him this season.
Yes, just don't ask him what he was doing in South Africa.
Cool. I think I need to give a disclaimer ahead of time. I do not remember any of the names of any of the characters.
Okay,
so I will be describing
now,
my hair
from this point forward,
funny thing they do.
We will be gaslighting GB by lying about all of the characters' names.
To pretend.
You see, the issue here is, Aktisha, for gaslighting, I need to believe something initially. I don't know any of these, so it's more just explaining to me incomplete information.
Hi, everyone. My name's Hope Frail. My pronouns are she and it, and I'm the person speaking right now.
Hi, my name's Ryan, and my pronouns are he and him.
I am Tisha Frost, and we have been rolling for two seconds, I believe.
Yeah, we're going time dilation. Like, what the?
What kind of fresh
time dilation? It's just more having shit.
It's the random time dilation for the plot.
Oh god, they need to talk about a
time dilation.
Time dilation
is just bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They think that's exactly what's happening.
Hello.
Yeah, they think it's time dilation, and the SGC is just getting DDoS because someone's got the same fucking ISPN or whatever the.
ESPN. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, they've got the exact same ESPN as them, and someone is DDoSing them for beating them in a game of Siege.
They do actually do esports on ESPN, don't they?
They're probably.
Yeah, my pronouns are she/her.
Also, so who's the person who's been talking for a while? Who's that? The other person, the Dutch person.
Ah, GB Radig. Hey, babe, if you want to speak it in Dutch, you really don't want to. Pronouns, he, him. Eldritch Horror and Residence Astronomer.
Oh, so you study astrology?
You know, that's the least... Okay. Science. I'm a scientist.
Astrologist, got it.
What's our horoscopes looking like today, right. GB?
If I got a penny every single time people make an astrology joke, I'd be able to pay off my student debt.
And that's why I'm going to continue to do it.
Yeah, we're trying to help you here.
Remember the difference, right? Astrology. Loggy. Log. A log of poo. Astrology is a load of poo. Astronomy. Nom nom nom.
Can we go back
Samantha
to the...
Carter,
yeah, can go back to the... Hey, GB, I deal with this on a fucking, like, weekly basis.
My condolences.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
you get what you fucking deserve.
Yeah, before we delve more into Hope being an AGP, I think we should get into the episode, perhaps.
I mean, we can get into the episode quite easily with...
Space. the final frontier.
This is the wrong show!
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
No, it's not! It starts in fucking space with the view of some planets and the sun, and I was expecting the fucking USS Enterprise to fly past any minute, and then I'd be very confused.
There are planets. There are planets, therefore this is Star Trek.
No, it feels like it's shot like a Star Trek homage. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we open up with some shots of space with just some sort of big purple thing there. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh,
so
that's an accretion.
Very
disc,
interesting
isn't it?
Part about
that's
the starting
bad,
part,
right?
It's a binary star system we start with. And I actually do properly cover how a neutron or dwarf star can turn into a black hole by just usurping the mass from the larger orbiting star. It's very cool.
It bought it?
Yeah. The black hole is basically void to the level where the internet blacklists you. That's why it's
oh, damn, that's so hot.
And when it goes inside, you can no longer see it.
And you'll be writing your thesis about this and uploading it on AO3, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
E621, come on.
It's why would it be on E621?
In image form.
you can't draw your thesis.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm uploading it as a JPEG on E621. Very crusty quality. Have fun.
Yes, exactly.
not a
JPEG with the image compression. No.
I don't know.
So how did you get your paper peer reviewed?
Well.
So much hard.
What is this?
So I found these furries.
What is this sad panda here?
Oh no.
I'm already done.
God. Oh no.
Hi, already done on GB. But yeah, that was actually a bonus point on my end that it properly showed the black hole changing. However, it immediately followed with completely fucking up what time dilation entails.
Oh, come on. I was going to have fun about how cool time dilation is from a sci-fi.
It is very
like,
cool.
Nonsense perspective. And
but it fucks it up the first minute and then kind of gets it right later.
The first minute?
Yeah. Because
so
you
when you say minute, are we talking about relative minute or...
Okay, minute in the reference frame of the orbiting planet that's about to be plunged in the black hole. That being the non-inertial reference frame because they experience a gravitational field. Works?
No.
But yeah, no. So, the tiny thing with that
okay,
is...
Okay, I feel like...
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry, no, you continue, Jamie.
So, the tiny thing with that, how it showed, because it showed these soldiers running in full FPS. It explains later
how... SG-009?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes, names. Yes. Yes. My brain. Fuck, where were we? Yeah. So, it shows them running in slow motion, and the issue is that they explain it later that to them time is moving as normal. So my question was, why is it so slow?
Because time goes slow, so time's slow.
I think
they would experience.
I think that's just like a framing thing, like an editing thing. I don't think it's supposed to be like.
But the more interesting.
I don't think it's supposed to be depicting that as it being actually like. It's just like they were like a cool. Let's do a cool effect to show
it
being lucky.
Yes,
all it did was give me a headache.
But yeah. Anywho.
So yeah, our boys, they're trying to get the fuck out of there. They're trying to hop open the gate. Meanwhile, back at base. Yeah, Carter is trying to explain what an apple is to Jack.
So let me get this straight. It grows on a tree, it's
sounds
free,
like communism
and it
to
falls
me.
On the head of famous scientists and gives them ideas.
It's also red.
Sounds like communism to me!
Yeah.
What about these green apples, sir?
I don't understand. I don't understand. Sam, I don't understand. You're telling me that apples have worms in them?
Half a worm.
What's
a worm
worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Rude there, never mind.
Yep.
There we go.
But no, I mean, it was very good to have a mystical man.
What's worse than finding a worm in... What's worse than finding a worm in your apple? September 11th, 2001.
Nah, not really, to be honest.
9/11.
Isn't that emergency phone number?
How did we get to 9/11 already?
Like, what the... I don't know. I really don't know.
There was no reason for this.
New record 9/11 mentioned in 15 minutes. Wait, that might not be a
That's
record.
That's definitely
Fuck.
Not a record.
You guys...
No.
Whatever.
Fuck.
Stinky. It's very stinky.
Jack doesn't understand.
Hey, GB, explain wormholes to our audience.
So, if you just take a piece of paper, right, and you write on that wormhole, that it says wormhole right there, right? But wormholes are a nice theoretical thing that completely fucks up the topology of the universe, where you curve space-time, like, because we live on we live on a flat locally, but curved space-time on the large scale. So locally, we don't have any curvature that we experience, but take the whole universe and it's curved. And for that, it's best seen as like projected onto like a 2D sphere or like a 3D sphere, but we are at the surface. So the surface of the sphere is the universe. A wormhole, we're penetrating it like your favorite midnight video, and thereby creating a direct connection from one point in space to the other.
I was going to make an appropriate accompanying noise there to go along with your metaphor, but this is the free feed. We shouldn't be indulging in such disgusting things on the free feed.
Yeah, it's not allowed. And speaking of shut down, Jack and Carter's burgeoning student-teacher roleplay is shut down because we've got an incoming traveler.
But there's no one scheduled to be coming.
Yeah, there's only SG6 with Daniel, sir, not appearing in the
second. He feels like right at the end.
SG10.
SG10. And SG6, was it? Sorry,
SG4.
SG4 was the
one. SG4, yeah, sure. Yeah, 4, 6, and 10.
We cannot identify the signal. It appears there might be, perhaps they might be speaking some kind of funny language, like Chinese.
Dutch.
Sir, SG10 is the Mexican unit.
Yeah, exactly, they speak Chinese. Yeah, I believe they speak Chinese in Mexico. I am a general. I know these things.
We sent them out with the transgender operator. She's speaking hyperpop.
I feel like I'm an old man.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's a joke about how lot of trans women listen to 100 Gex, which is hyperpop.
But what if the signal is simply too slow? Let's speed it up.
Oh yes, the 1990s computer has the power to speed
up. Yeah, zoom enhance the audio.
Yes. I mean, it is one time in media I have seen with Black Holes where it talks about gravitational redshifts. And like Carter actually, all the stuff Carter says, except for one thing I don't really get, is 100% on point. And I'm very happy that it's like a person who can talk science-y without going for goobity-gobity-hoobity-boo.
I mean, she's a main character. I mean, she has absolutely to at least be likable.
Yeah, no, the gravitational redshift is a very fun thing. So it going into the far infrared makes a lot of sense of something so close to a black hole. Also, was the moment I immediately put in my notes, they dead as fuck, yo.
They're fucked. They're absolutely fucked.
I was like, hold up, they're in the far infrared. Planet destroyed, they dead.
Yeah, no, if this was like an action movie at the time instead of like family television, it would have been like, hey, nerd, explain this to me in terms I understand. That black hole
fucking slow motion.
My initial guess, because FYI, I've only seen like one or two episodes of Stargate Total. my initial guess was that they were going to go full Armageddon movie and just try to explode the black hole or break it in two so everything is fine. But yeah, no.
Well, put a pin in that for now.
Yeah. We'll put a pin in that.
They realize this is SG-10's code. But yeah, why is it all slow? And as GB explained, they sort of slowly kind of figure out the whole black hole redshift time dilation shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they try and open up the iris to get them through, but the gate just basically closes immediately because it's been open for quite a while, technically on the other side.
Yep.
They open the thing and no one comes through.
Wah, wah.
And it shuts down.
And it wasn't specifically an outgoing gate. Which...
Yes, so
it goes
this is an incoming
wormhole. Yeah, okay.
It's a...
But this one is incoming.
It's a bisexual
gate. This entire episode wouldn't have happened.
It swings both ways.
This entire...
I'm sorry.
Damn it. You know, this entire episode wouldn't have happened. Straight up wouldn't have happened if they didn't have the iris closed.
Yeah, why the fuck does a piece of metal stop gravitational fields, by the way?
Okay, so the
don't worry about it.
To do is it's not... basically like millimeters away from the gate where your molecules reform. So the idea is you essentially just your atoms just slam against it and then dissolve.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, because the actual intention of the iris is that it's supposed to stop basically alien invaders.
Just hitting the button to come go to Earth.
Suddenly, yeah.
It's actually like if you look into like how it would actually work, it's horrifying.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I've made this joke at least many times on the podcast, but it is the equivalent of being teleported inside a wall in Minecraft and suffocating to death.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Telefragging.
Yeah,
it's
just the old telefrag.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, so what are we going to do? We've got a bunch of dudes trapped on a planet and something's weird. We're going to... Jack wants to go through, but no. Safety first.
I will not. Safety third, I will not allow you to go through this gate. Instead, we're going to send this robot that probably cost us millions of dollars.
Would never send one person instead of the expensive equipment first. That is not what the United States military would do.
In order to investigate this black hole, we're going to sound the wormhole. Have fun.
Oh. Yeah, the real strategy of the United States military at this point would be like Hammond going, all right, I want you to search all of our troops for the most minority unit that we have and send them through.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, I believe nowadays the equipment of the average U.S. infantryman costs well over $200,000, like plates, plate carrier, rifle attachments, especially the rifle attachments. That's just one of the most valuable the combat
edge
armor.
Yep.
Whereas the soldier, the soldier is not worth much. I think like it's something like 10 years of soldier's pay or something for his equipment. I don't know, but it's a lot. Yeah. So instead, we're sending in this robot developed by MIT. We don't know why they wanted to cover it in Hardox and attach a bunch of vertical spinning discs because they're moving at 3,000 RPM.
The spinning thing makes it record
better.
That's what
the plugs MIT do. Also, this flamethrower. Yes, they've called it Blendo.
So yeah, they send in the goddamn probe.
Yeah, and we find out that the probe has arrived on the planet of
Red.
It's all red. Get it? Yeah, red planet.
It's all red, baby.
I believe we may have accidentally sent the virtual boy through the Stargate instead of our probe.
No. What happened is we sent this weather balloon through and there happened to be a 10-year-old child.
No, not balloon boy. Unfortunately, because we have just sent them the virtual boy, we will not be able to get our troops back. But at least they will be able to spend their last moments playing virtual boy tennis with each other.
If my last moments were staring at that fucking awful thing, I would be so pissed.
No, I mean, you throw the virtual boy in the black hole. Problem solved.
Yeah. You destroy the hellish artifact, and it's so dense and horrible, it just shuts the black hole off. And
the black hole just sees the virtual boy and instantly kills itself.
Yeah, I mean, it goes taking time out of the universe, becoming a white hole, it puts time back into the universe.
The black hole become a naked singularity, of course, and not the Big Bang.
You just throw it with a good spin on the ball, it goes around and it's
fine. Oh, you just...
Interesting thing I do need to note about this episode. This episode was made way before I made a detection about the gravitational waves by two merging black holes, right? But it does have a lot of stuff on it that would be pretty, like... How do you say it? Like brand new physics or astronomical research. Hmm. So they did that goddamn research.
Yeah. What? It's got the GB seal of approval.
Yeah, except they then...
I mean, stay tuned to the end.
Okay.
It kind of has the thing, like AI, where it starts off well, but the longer you let it go on, the more it deviates from the thing.
It becomes science fiction.
Towards the end of the episode, they're like, Hammond is just like, well, I'm sorry, everybody, but we have some bad news. What's up? Well, you're actually all okay, but your hands are really fucked up now.
What?
You see, your hands dipped into the black hole.
I'm sorry, we tried to get AI to reconstruct your hands, but it didn't know how many fingers you had.
You now have,
so you have about 20 on each hand fingers. Now.
Never five.
And yep. They're all incredibly blurry.
That's another horror. That's a fucking tiny blurry man in a perfectly lit dim alleyway.
In other news with AI recently, I've been having fun with the Bing image creator trying to circumvent its word filters and finding increasingly more creative ways to make it make 9/11 meme images.
What is it? Is it like a 15-minute periodic cycle mentioning it?
Yes, actually. Every 15 minutes, Frosty cycles around and outputs 9/11.
I know the general thing is never.
I never forget.
People.
So, general advice from me here, if you want to do that, is do some combination of something like X character causes a big disaster in New York in September 2001.
For fuck, just move on!
Oh my God. I'm sorry, through, I will move but... on now.
Yes. So the planet of Red is redshifted. There is only 11 frames of video.
There's a yelling man.
We perform a zoom and enhance past the yelling man, and we do indeed see what Major Boyd is scared of. It's a black hole.
Is the fucking So Jack meme of Paul to get solved with a black hole?
I will make that on the episode art.
But yes, then Hammond from Bottom Gear, then it's like, oh shit. Because black holes are kind of bad, even though it seems like Mr. Commander Man doesn't realize at first what a black hole is on the image.
Well, he's from Texas.
Yeah, it is quite nice though that Jack recognizes a black hole, because if you don't remember... Jack O'Neill does indeed have a telescope, and not just for perving on his neighbors.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I forgot about that. That fucking line, in particular.
Yeah, he's basically like, Carter, I have a black hole for science, not for
he has a black hole!
Perming on my neighbors.
You know, tiny vacuum singularity is fine. It's not gonna absorb any more mass.
That's what killed his son.
No, we are not giving the black hole the Jack O'Neill Award for gun safety. Because the black hole doesn't know what it
is. Yeah, well, the black hole knows where it is because it knows where it isn't.
What? No, the black hole is not the missile. We have an award we give out called the Jack O'Neill Award for Gun Safety, named after Jack O'Neill because he failed gun safety and his kid killed himself.
His gun was
we haven't awarded it in a while.
Well, not, it wasn't out, but his kid was able to get it and like, was playing with it and shot himself. And that,
Yes. That's why it's the Jack. We haven't given it out in a while. We need to give it out again. And we need a new award. Give
we
us a
almost
new award,
gave
people.
It out during Face Off.
We did, yes. We should have given out during Face Off as an honorary mention.
He didn't make it.
Nick Cage kills the kid and then the Scientologist. Or what? And then he goes back to his burger
and
fries.
I mean, the time that we almost awarded it was because the kid nearly suicide by copped himself.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, yeah. We should have given it to Nick Cage for just straight up killing the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. You meant to shoot the dad, not the kid, so it is an accidental child shooting. No, but he still gets the award.
Are we here, just right now, while GB is here, trying to relitigate the fucking Jack?
I mean, you started it, I'm just going along with it.
Yes!
Okay, so...
I was just referencing it for a second to explain it.
Right,
yeah.
So.
You know, it got the redshift, correct, the gravitational redshift on an image, right? But right after that, I think we cut to the next scene at the surface where Mr. Military Man hears the very slow walkie-talkie, which then isn't how Redshift works. So sadly, within the minute, they flip-flop between describing it perfectly and going like we play YouTube video at half speed.
You've got a perfect drop for this moment, I think.
Not yet. No.
What did GB just do to this episode?
And relativity gives me a headache.
Come on, I know you have the ding.
I don't know what's going on here, I'll be honest.
Oh, right.
I'm terribly scared.
I don't know where the ding is. Ding.
You don't...
Oh god, look, I made these notes. I was invited as a scientist. You think I'm not gonna go full cinema sins on the show?
GB, yes. How dare you cinema sins on podcast?
And unlike cinema sins, I actually do my research.
I'm just lightly
when
making
When you cinema
fun
sins, you can't call it.
There we go! Keep that on hand.
Cinema Sins is like one of the worst forms of fucking media.
There we
go. It just makes people think things are bad when they're not because it says shit.
Unlike a great movie reviewer like Doug Walker.
As we all know, The Wall is an awful movie that makes no sense.
Oh, God.
It was pretty awful. It has British people on it.
Walker and cinema. We are not relitigating the point that Doug Walker and CinemaSins between them have destroyed a lot of cinematic literacy. But yes, no. So SG-10 are dead, and hey, let's turn the gate off. Why is the gate not turning off?
Oh no.
Oh no. Also, can we not gloss over the fact that Carter was fully like, hey guys, you want to like live leak watch these guys die?
She was. Yeah. Like, sir, this is the never before seen opportunity.
I've seen opportunity to possibly ruin Carter, this ancient
artifact. We should watch these people die.
Goody.
So Carter just pressing record there, on like the DVR so she can upload it to live leak.
Carter
later.
Just like got like a phone out, like.
She's pulled a tin of popcorn from under the couch.
My Twitter feed's gonna really go off.
Oh, my blue sky is popping off. I got five retweets.
The other one? Yeah, but it's only available like by
blue sky's better than Twitter, yes.
Yes, so
if you have an invite, yes.
We're part of the special club that we got.
By that, I never tried.
Well, Hope probably got a genuine invite. I had to like ask a guy on Reddit to give me one.
Once again, I got an invite from one of my friends.
But yeah, we then are at the surface, right? With the military people being like, it's been this long since we've had contact.
Yes. Yeah, it's been 4 hours since we had contact, but before they went, you know, they kind of went,
Is that proper military terminology? What exactly does...
I also have in my notes saying here as well, okay, they dead as fuck as well.
I know it says funky, but my brain says, like, what do they do? They go, fucky! They went...
I mean, again, it's not as mispronounced as some of our other favorite lines from this, like,
getting off all night.
So, we were actually, before this podcast recording, I finally went through the transcript of that episode to figure out what Hammond was actually saying in that favorite little drop of ours, and he's actually talking about boxing.
He's talking about a man doing a fucking hand job
in the bathroom.
Let me find the line. Yes, he's actually saying he's got great hands. He can really snap the jab. He was getting off all nine.
So he cut in with three good ones, then he fainted with the guy. Came in with a left hook. Okay, and the guy was
technically
down.
That is all boxing terminology, but fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah.
He was getting off all night.
Speaking of getting off all night, Hammond, at the end of the day, picks up his nice red phone to call the White House sex line and discovers that his phone isn't working.
To his fuck boy president isn't working, and he just goes, ah, shit.
Oh no! Bill Clinton
is Hammond's
fuck
boy. God damn it! Is he with Monica again?
In my
head,
Hammond and Clinton are fucking like having like a relationship.
We're sorry, General Hammond. Bill Clinton is unavailable. He is currently at Little St. James Island. Please leave a message after the beep.
No, fuck off.
That they hung out together. That's all.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
Do we have to reset the day like since Epstein mentioned back to zero again?
Yes! It's been at zero for like the last three episodes because whenever the president comes up,
they come. They always will.
I think it may have been at one because I think he didn't come
stop
up in the film. Right?
FC
he definitely came up in
stones. Stop it, Hope.
Stop oh, he certainly that. Did. He certainly did.
Come Jesus. On.
He really came up and broke his hyoid bone.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, to elaborate a little bit on
just
the
like...
work for the radio waves, right?
Yeah.
So, the big step here...
Much like Jeffrey Epstein himself, this episode has really killed itself.
This is just, so back to Epstein!
Immediately!
Let them explain radio waves.
So, with the walkie-talkies, right, the big thing here is that time dilation, yes. We're talking about gravitational redshift here, which would be strong, because, what's her name, Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Puts her keys next to the gate and they suddenly point towards the gate, right? Showing that the gravitational field is exceeding Earth's field.
It's a dog
how
tank
people
speed,
are standing in the room is a question I'll pose later, but there will be a lot of gravitational redshift, which is the whole walkie-talkie thingy, right? So the issue here is that it wouldn't be that people speak slower, but that wavelengths get longer. so you wouldn't hear it anymore. It would go way outside the range. But for real, like for the show and everything, they of course make it so it's the slow motion stuff. But yeah, with how much slow it already is, they're fucked. Simple ass.
Simple ass.
The episode went on for longer than that makes me wonder if we are reconsidering the physics of black holes.
I mean, what I have to ask is, planet dead?
Okay. So here's where wormholes kind of fuck with causality. Because it's both dead and not dead yet. Because it is connected to the planet.
Oh, no.
So usually, when you approach something, you shift your reference frame to being your observation frame, right? And frame being, like, just your local space-time, which is non-curved. To that direction.
Mm-hmm.
A wormhole kind of connects two frames immediately at one point, which is what makes it really fucky, right? Because you are immediately connected to two points in space-time. One experiencing falling into a black hole, but if you then go on the whole universal scale, the long way around, it'd be a different point of time, information-wise. So there's two forms of information of the data existing. One being slower than the other, meaning that the planet both is completely fine still and the Osiris are on the planet, and the black hole has consumed everything already at the same time. It's not quantum mechanics, it's just fucking with space-time to a degree that you make a scientist very mad and buy 10 more espressos.
But, so, because in one space-time it's dead and one space-time it's not, can it be stopped or is it inevitable?
It is completely inevitable. I mean, what do you want to do against a black hole?
I mean, you actually can cannot somehow unspin get close a black and hole. Solve the problem how they solve the problem in the episode.
The solution, we'll get to the solution when the solution happens. And I guess it's something in logic with Stargate, I take it?
Yes.
But, yeah. Once a black hole happens, basically already we'll be talking about end of the world scenario, realistically.
Cool.
Oh, cool. I love the end of the world. Couldn't come
sooner.
Sweet.
I'm getting a fucking crowbar and I'm beating my way onto a flight to America to see my girlfriends before I die. Yeah.
Well, the bonus is we can finally get rid of time zones because they make less sense now.
I'm sorry, Hope, but you can't do that. In a post 9/11 world, no longer can you hijack a plane just to take it somewhere.
Why? It's again 50 minutes later. What the fuck?
Yes. And we actually get the first official mention of the Stargate's timer. Because it turns out that the Stargate can only stay open for 37 minutes without outside interference. And unfortunately, the black hole counts as outside interference.
So I thought when they were like, oh yeah, the Stargate is still like staying open, that was because of time dilation. But apparently it's like the angular spin fueling the Stargate, mm-hmm. like energy from the black hole.
Yeah.
Which means two things. Either we're using a hyper-civilization technique of spinning something around the black hole and imparting the kinetic energy into the Stargate, which is possible because the planet is falling into the Stargate. Mm-hmm. Or a direct gamma ray is pointing at a Stargate and the Earth will be vaporized.
Oh man, super cancer.
Well, you know,
hyper cancer. Yeah, that's my favorite edition of Street Fighter.
Space.
I'm looking to see if there's actually an explanation about how the Stargate works. It just says, the Stargate produces a violent burst of energy known as a kawoosh because of the large... it just uses a shitload of energy to create a wormhole from point to point.
Okay.
That is the only
Makes
explanation.
Sense. You need a lot of energy to effectively create a hole in space-time.
Yes.
Because E is mc squared, and space-time is bent by mass and gravity. Therefore, by putting in energy, you distort space itself.
Mm.
Which also means that the black hole itself would... This is where it gets really fucky with white holes. Because now we're at the point where if wormholes exist, do white holes exist? Mm. It's a very interesting idea. Because what happens then if the wormhole fully goes into the black hole and then you have a wormhole inside the wormhole?
So, the only show I've ever seen that has embraced the concept of a white hole is Red Dwarf, which is mostly done for comedy and is probably done very inaccurately. Have you seen that episode, Jimmy?
Nope.
I can show it for you at some point. It's probably one of Red Dwarf's best episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's very good physics because it also involves them playing pool with planets, so...
No, yeah.
Well, it's I can't believe the comedy show might not be accurate but... about its science.
Yeah.
I know, right? I'm going to mill CinemaSins right now and make a suggestion.
Okay. So, the Stargate is basically an enormous superconductor made out of Naquadah, which is this very energy-dense, superconductive metal. It also likes to go boom.
Okay. It's magic also, space metal. It's...
Yes, can also turn it's really you strong, can tank a meteorite. Yeah, if you like... Yeah, Gould have Naquadah in their blood, and if it gets into a person through various means, they become a super soldier like our boy Tilk.
But it can also be used to turn you into a nuke, I guess.
Basically, yes, shut it up, it's space magic.
Yes.
Space magic.
Yeah, atomic weight of 98.6389 is Naquadah, apparently.
Oh. Interesting.
So they do actually, they really do go into the science at times. And it's weird.
That's very good. Yeah. I mean, to elaborate a little bit more on the black hole, right? Because I feel like that's also an interesting point to cover. I need to explain what a light cone means.
It's not the thing from Star Rail, so yes.
No. A light cone is a logical principle that is the case for everything in existence. That is the time and space diagram, right? To plot space against time.
Yep.
The border defined by the speed of light in all directions. Basically, you cannot go outside the light cone without violating cause. So it's causally impossible to go outside of it. Basically, it's the first going faster than light stuff. Now, the interesting part is, light cones, like seeing it as a perspective, have a specific direction of time. Now, black holes kind of fuck that up severely to the degree where time starts to point towards the black hole as you approach it.
Space is warped and time is bendable.
Yes, I mean, space-time is one concept, right? So yeah, to elaborate more on the planet there, it is causally impossible for them to escape the black hole to the point where they likely finally got the transmission through, which is fun!
Yikes.
So yeah,
they go to shut the gate off.
Yes, they go to shut the gate off. Hammond gets notified that they've lost communications with part of the base. So he's going to go have a look.
Yeah, Hammond... Yeah, I love this, right? Our military general, charge of the base, is going to go for a walk and see why we've lost comms.
Hammond, he's not going to send a guy. He's going to go himself.
I mean, he is a Texan. He's grabbed it. He's grabbed his favorite shotgun. He's grabbed his Stetson. And he's chewing on some brisket, so he thinks he's invincible. It's like, he's got the brisket that killed JFK ready. He's going to eat that. It's not going to kill him because he's Texan. And he's ready to deal with anything except how to actually fix comms-wise if they're damaged.
yeah, imagine if it was actually, like, damaged comms. He goes down there and is like, well, this looks broken.
I know how to fix this. Texas brisket fixes anything except a dead president.
So, yeah, they decide, okay, what if we just pull the plug on the gate?
Yep. Yeah, they flip the switches and poor old fucking Sergeant Cylon, who always has a bad fucking day, has an even worse fucking day than normal. Because he gets fucking hit by a bolt of electricity and is like, oh shit, Sergeant.
I like the shocking.
Shocking.
But yes, as we alluded to a little bit ago, the gate is now just getting energy from the black hole, so it will not turn off.
It's kind of weird that they give two theories to this, like, either A, we're getting a paradox because because of time dilation, the gate is still open because it's not been 37 minutes on the other side.
Yeah, that's what they were sort of going with initially, yeah. Then they sort of, it kind of reads kind of a little bit like they changed the script and forgot about it.
I do get the feeling they rejiggered the script a little bit at some point. I think they may have got, like, a scientific consultant in, smacked a few bits, and then went,
Yeah, because time dilation would mean for the reference frame of the wormhole, right?
Yeah.
It would still be 37 minutes, but relative to both sides. And that also means that still for the reference frame of the lab itself, the wormhole would close but be open on the other end, which will be way more of a mess than saying it's just being fueled by energy.
Mm.
Because then you've got, you know, imagining the universe of an apple, suddenly you have a hole that just stops somewhere along the way of non-existence.
Mm.
Yeah, they go,
there's no proper way to explain what the fuck would happen then. We have the truck coming through.
Yeah, the black hole just turns into a
fucking
truck.
Are we fucking isekaiing the black holes now?
Connor Super or whatever.
Like...
yeah.
I was an office worker, but I reincarnated as a black hole.
Pan pending.
With Hawking creation
slowly. No, I got it. I was starving on benefits in Britain and then I died and reincarnated as a black hole. Now I'll never be full again.
All you gotta do is eat the
Tory. I hate that.
Just reincarnating as a black hole in the middle of the Conservative Party conference.
But yeah, right.
I don't think
it's not an actual threat. I can't do that. That's the point.
How many lists do I land myself on?
That might can be considered an actionable threat by the government once they decide that CERN, for some reason, is one of the anti-British work organizations trying to take our country down.
I mean, apparently nowadays, even criticizing anything the Priti Patel or the government says is enough to get you thrown out of a Conservative Party conference and have your badge taken away.
You get taken out back and shot.
I mean, that basically almost happened. It was like an LGB Tory who said, "What the fuck are you doing, Miss Braverman? Shut the fuck up. You're literally...
Oh, no.
How dare you talk like that to about trans people who are vulnerable people who need help?" Yeah, he got dragged out
by the cops. How could the leopards eat my face?
Again, how are you a fucking LGBT Tory? I can never understand. No.
Hey,
anyway,
Jimmy, could you explain to us the science of leopard-eating faces?
Of a leopard eating a face?
Man, I can't believe the leopards ate my face. Don't worry about it.
What the hell?
It's not
space enough for me.
If you became a regular host on this podcast, it would just be me making a random non sequitur and then asking you to explain it like you would be able to.
yeah, you too, Apollon. Fuck.
RGB, can't you explain the physics of a mortgage?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, GB, please help. My mortgage is going up. How can you explain the physics of this?
Could you explain the physics of a credit default swap, please?
Do we really?
No, we have a podcast to do because.
Yeah, no, we have to.
Yes.
We've got to give like GB like a nice bath and like a glass of wine while he explains.
It's his first appearance. He gets the uncomfortable couch and the glass of water.
He specifically gets this because we need him to do the big short of like physics explanations for all of us. We need to hold the audience's attention by having him in the bath with like the nice glass of wine.
Now I'm just imagining GB's VTuber all skeletal and everything in the bath just with the bubbles as if he's got skin and stuff to cover up with the wine.
We have my skull with a floaty on each antler.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, right. Jokes aside.
Gravity waves.
Yeah.
So yeah, because I'm also looking at the accuracy, right? And I have a grade for the show at the end in accuracy.
A plus, I'm better.
But, yeah, no. The funny thing is that the gravity waves... You'll see. So, the funny thing is, apparently gravity waves are just like earthquakes in the show, which is kind of funny. The bonus is, gravity waves, to explain what it is first and foremost, is a literal distortion of time and space, which makes them really fucky on their own. It's not just shaking matter back and forth. No, it's squashing and stretching space-time itself in quick intervals.
Yes.
Luckily, that means that the black hole is losing mass. Sadly, that also means the black hole is about to be here.
Well, so, yes. Yeah,
every single note of mine is followed by saying, Earth.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's a point I kind of want to make literally now, is that Carter decides to test how far things go by, putting her dog tags through the black hole, through the wormhole, which immediately gets completely sucked away. And at that point, I'm like, how is anyone in this room?
Yeah. Like, maybe.
No, it gets better because right after Mr. Intern Man, who walks next to it, says, we're reading over 7 Gs at the iris. So we're measuring 7 times Earth's gravitational fields. Within Earth's gravitational field.
Mr. President, I'm another standing. Gravitational field has hit Tryon Mountain.
It's been 30 minutes this time. It's fine. It's Fibonacci sequence. 15, 15, 30.
No, it has no, because the Octavian also said it had 45, so it is 15 minutes on the fucking dot.
It's not even intentional. Oh,
here's the thing. I think the thing about like that 7G statement is especially bad when you've got to consider like pilots pull around like 5G and they still black out. So the fact that this guy is standing here in his dress uniform, just like waving his magic point, like it's 7G.
What I'm saying is pilots are pussies.
I mean,
that's
exactly what I'm saying.
Claiming.
I can't believe you would say this about the brave troops that have died for your freedom.
Yeah, the brave troops that tried to fuck the F-35 and it fell off the boat.
You know what? I would try and fuck the F-35.
I mean, that's how the Americans lost one the other week. The guy was jacking off in the F-35, hit the eject button by accident when he came, and
to be
like,
fair,
oh,
it's a perfect.
Look, a plane will land itself.
The F-35 is a perfect place to jack off, especially if you like breath play.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the F-35 with free water erotic asphyxiation. Right. The only recruit, the finest gangster.
But yeah, no, I feel like the 7G's comments, I feel like some proofreading would have called that because. You know, you're saying it's 7 times the Earth's gravitational field, directly.
Yeah, that's fucked. Yeah.
Like they could have used an other unit. Like, I mean, it's hard to measure, but maybe energy potential. Mm. But yeah, no, 7 times Earth's gravitational field at the iris, where closing the iris kind of dampened the gravitational
field. So, they're fucking us in the pussy! That is an effective unit of measurement.
Yes. Sir, they're fucking us in 7 different pussies at once. But yeah, Hammond has gone upstairs and he's promptly greeted and almost shot by Major Davis and the Spec Ops team.
The elevator opens up and they white guy jump scare suddenly appears as they see Hammond.
Hammond gets jump scared by a white guy and is like, oh wait, it's fine, I'm not in a horror movie, he's not the killer.
Yeah, and immediately they're like, hey, the Joint Chief sent us, we are about to take you to Little St. James Island.
Yeah, it's okay, right. The Lily to Express is waiting at a nearby airbase. Bill Clinton wants to see you in
person.
Hold
up, though. Clinton, do we know if he was on the Lily to Express during his presidency? Because if he was, that would mean that the Lily to Express was temporarily Air Force One.
I still want to point out, right, that they do have a special Osprey called Marine One in case the president is ever flying with the Marines.
It's in case you want to kill the president.
Why couldn't they take a Donald Trump on that?
Yeah, they have the Osprey in case you really want to kill the president. We thought helicopters were too safe.
See, GV, this is when okay. I just don't now say anything the because no matter what I say, they're just going to keep going anyway. And yeah, this is where I just like move on with my day.
I'm just double checking my notes.
Yeah, you tune out. It's fine.
We're moving on.
Anyway, GV, how you doing, buddy? How's it going, dude? Like, we can have our own little conversation, completely derailing everything. You been watching any
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's of course it like you know no. cuts stuff out and changes the bits around, but it's pretty nice, good, nice, you know.
Nice. Isn't that?
No. I've been working on a specific thing which involved like taking notes for it.
Anyway,
yeah. Anyway.
So, speaking of interruptions and stuff, Dr. Frazier gets interrupted because the special ops team from earlier have arrived and like, we don't know if you're an alien, we've lost contact for 4 hours, you will not go to your medical emergency, doctor.
Is the military just terminally online? Like, when have you ever tried contacting a professor and got a response within 4 hours?
What do you mean? Enjoy about 2 weeks. In the episode is just because obviously he's been in there for a little bit now, and so he's already been time dilated a little bit. So he still doesn't know what's going on while everyone on the surface has already figured everything out.
Yeah,
Air Force Spec Ops can have
well, essentially it's like whenever anyone gets closer to it, they have the information they've been told, they get close to it, they come out, and then everyone's like, yeah, we figured it out already.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? Yeah, because Major Davis, because we see Hammond in the limo with Major Davis, is like, yes, sir, we've worked it all out. You must have dialed a black hole. With the power of my knowledge and a bunch of scientists, we understand the powers of time dilation and relativity. For you, it's been 10 minutes. For us, nearly a day.
For us, it's been nine years.
Yes, I'm afraid your friend Bill Clinton's been replaced by this new president. George H.W. Bush.
H.W.? He's back?
Ah. He's back, baby!
They brought back Bush Senior? When did they do this?
Yeah, your black hole has caused time to run backwards and H.W. Bush is back alive and running for president again.
Wait, I'm pretty sure H.W. was still
excuse
alive
me.
In this episode.
Excuse me. W.
When
not
did
w.
H.W. Bush die?
W.
No. This is Daddy.
He died 2018.
Yeah, he was alive. Also, I kind of thought he would have died longer ago than that, but...
Anyway,
No, his fucking Secret Service nickname was Skin.
The fuck?
Yeah.
But yes, we regret to inform you that due to time dilation, the tax season has already passed and the IRS is on their
no,
way. Right
no,
now.
Oh, not the IRS.
Oh yeah, that's a good point actually. If you were would the IRS accept
no.
time dilation as
no,
a reason why you haven't paid your taxes?
No, it's the IRS. Fuck you. You'll have to fill out this form, this form, this form, this form, this form, this form, this form. And even then they still won't believe it because at the end of the day.
And relativity gives me a headache.
I get it.
I mean, does it give you a headache, Jamie?
No. It's all good.
It's all keep good in the hood.
But yes, Carter does follow it up, by the way, after the whole interaction with Mr. Commander Man. With the one quote I have legitimately asked the PhD students at university to help with, and we both don't know what the fuck they mean.
And that is?
Saying that space-time warps are not a result from the gravitational field, but instead it's in advance of the gravitational field. Now, this could mean that we are literally breaking causality by having the gravitational field on Earth be earlier than the black hole, which means we're currently in my negative time difference between Earth and the planet itself, which would mean in turn that the Earth is additionally fucked.
Hey, Ho, could you do me a favor and play that relativity drop again?
Yeah, sure.
And relativity gives me a headache.
Sorry, I've just sent GB some details about the show that are spoilers to see if that helps him comprehend how the Stargate works.
No.
It may have given him a bigger headache.
So,
yes.
So yeah, there's no Daniel, no Teal'c, no Syla because they're injured or not here. yeah, we've got the gravity waves, which is bad. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Jack O'Neill's old military buddy. It's Colonel Cromwell,
yeah,
everyone. Give a round of applause for no
it's time for
seen
his
before Colonel
it's Cromwell. Time for his roommate.
Yeah, it's time for Jack's ex-buddy.
No, his they
former roommate, yes.
They were roommates.
Sir, hey, definitely appearing in future
not,
episodes.
Did he get evicted?
I'm not.
Sorry, what did you say?
Oh no, did he get evicted?
Yeah, and yeah, his character is he's angry and stupider than Jack.
His character is I have a bone to pick with you, Jack, for stupid reasons because
the reason is,
fuck
the
you.
Reason is yeah, actually, the reason makes no sense.
I have a bone to pick with you because I did something bad to you.
Yes, yes, as they like to reveal, yes, you're right.
Like, I legitimately felt what...
Yeah, I mean, we could spoil it now, but like, so...
It felt like what the show was gaslighting me.
No, we're not. Cromwell...
No, the show was.
Absolutely, you got gaslit here. We all got gaslit.
Yeah. Cromwell left Jack for dead in an ambush on the Iraqi border in the 1980s, and Jack spent 4 months in an Iraqi prison. Jack is mad at Cromwell for leaving him behind,
for being
and
mad.
Cromwell is mad
for
at
being
Jack.
Mad
question mark?
He left him behind.
Oh, that explains the note saying like Iraq is involved in the black hole. Cool.
Yes, Saddam Hussein got Gerald Ball to build the supergun, and he used the supergun to shoot at the black hole to defeat
the
black hole.
No. What he did, was.
You know the fucking graph saying, like...
You know the Saddam tunnel?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know
exactly
the Saddam
that.
Tunnel? Yeah, yeah, the black hole next to it is like, for me, seconds will have passed. But...
I'm not making another alternate cover where it's Saddam Hussein's hiding place, short fan connected to the black hole.
Well, yeah, it's like, for me, seconds have passed, but for the rest of the world, countless time has passed, and they think I'm dead.
Oh no, fine, I'm doing a slightly different cover. I'm doing the Wojak pointing at the Saddam meme, okay? Okay?
Sure.
I just need to find where it is.
So, yeah. But yeah, the space-time warp result being in advance of it, I guess, means that the current Earth is traveling into the future, or the lab is just traveling into the future, which is even more of a disconnect. Which also means that the time dilation itself is even more fucked up. But I think it's the explanation of explaining why the gravitational field just keeps increasing quickly, even though, according to the logic, it should happen very gradually.
It's fine, don't worry
but
about
let's see. Yeah, then they talk about exploding.
Oh, that's weird. Yes, the president of Hammond is back. Hammond is back. It's been 18 hours for him.
Yeah, Hammond just appears.
It's like, the president has said, I have been to Washington, and it's the like... president says he wants you to put a bomb on it.
Yeah, we get a white man jump scare as Hammond, who was big god for 18 hours, just shows up. Is like, yeah, it's all fucked. We gotta blow the base up. We gotta use the auto destruct. I said I could use my Texas nuclear brisket, but they said no, that's too dangerous.
Really, this is the Gumball episode of we all know where this is going, so let's just skip to the end.
Yes.
But yes, so then my logic was they're talking about how the explosion itself will be sucked in by the Stargate, mm-hmm. right? Thereby, like, making everything fine. Like, the whole base itself will be a contained blast to the gravitational field.
Mm.
They're saying 10 meters away from the Stargate. Standing.
I mean, they think they'll be able to get away.
I mean, more the part where they already are saying that the black hole itself has a strong enough gravity on Earth within that field to hold back a goddamn explosion. Yet they're standing right next to the gravitational field.
Yeah, don't worry about it, right?
Where is it measuring? If it was measuring 7G next to the gate, where the fuck is the 7G now? Because they get G suits later.
Yes.
Again, all I have to say on the matter is...
Space is warped and time is bendable.
So yes, we're
going to
evacuate the base.
I'm going to need a whole lot more G's to hold back.
We're going to evacuate the base, and two people have to stay behind. Preferably two people with a lot of a grudge and sexual tension between them.
J- Jack, Cromwell, you're the only two people fucking. We could send Carter down there, but she already left for the surface.
Yes. Yes.
You two are in different branches of the military, so you two fucking would not be a chain of command issue.
They're both in the Air Force.
Oh, fuck, you're right. They're both Air Force. Fuck.
Yeah, Cromwell's Air Force Special Ops, which I guess the Ares? What the fuck is the Air Force version of the Marines?
Yeah.
Excellent question.
Moving on.
Oh god, the Air Force version of the Marines. Like, if Marines are dumb enough already, what about Marines at high altitude?
I mean, they're Marines that think they're smart, but actually they're not. They're like, they're the Marines who do the square peg goes in the square hole. The round peg goes in the square hole. The triangle goes in the square hole.
That's right, the square hole.
Yeah, that's the Marines. That's the Air Force Marines. I mean, at least
the black hole goes into the square hole.
And when I'm done, the crayons come out. I can solve a simple puzzle.
Yes, the crayons that come from the black hole.
GB doesn't know about the fucking crayon MREs.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The what?
A former Marine invented MREs.
Because the joke is Marines eat crayons.
Ah.
That's where the Titan joke came from.
The Titan mains?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's technically not a joke that Marines eat crayons. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy of the people made jokes about Marines being so dumb that they eat crayons, that the Marines are like, haha, wouldn't it be funny if we ate crayons? Now they actually eat crayons.
Wouldn't it be funny if we hazed the dude into eating crayons?
Yep.
Because some of that's got to be hazing.
I don't know, I can imagine imagine a Marine just getting a bit hungry, seeing a green crayon and being like, yo, what does that taste like apple look?
Oh man, it looks like a broad bean. And I like beans because I get beans with my barbecue.
Mm.
So yeah, everything's.
But yeah, they did also.
Everything's being evacuated.
Yeah, they explain, right? Yeah, it's being evacuated. On top of which, Carter then explains exactly why the gravitational field is so whack. A kind of interesting form. Basically, because the gravitational field is rapidly expanding on the black hole side. But the Stargate itself functions as a lens. It's like concentrating it into like this strong gravitational bubble, apparently. Which would mean even more that people inside the base would already be dead.
Yeah.
But it is very cool. Very cool, very fun fact.
So yeah, we get back to the surface, to which Hammond has been down there now for 22 hours.
25,
is it? Okay.
Yeah, which means they will be waiting for 6 hours relative time when it means 5 hours? Okay, right. This makes no sense. Because...
Okay, yeah.
Spoiler alert, right? They say they won't blow for another 6 hours relative to us, right? But when we get down there, it's been more than 6 hours, so clearly...
Don't worry about it.
And relatively gives me a headache.
That's why I need to specify which part of 6 hours... If it's a 6-hour expansion, it will be within the black hole frame, which means like days on the surface. But yes, we're done talking about 6 hours for that, and 6 hours to the Vowda mountain itself, then 6 hours for the whole state. So it's expanding logarithmically or exponentially, which is accurate. Mm. Because the gravitational field radially gets stronger on an exponential level. So that's very nice. Though realistically, it will be way worse than that, because the moment the Stargate enters the black hole, the gravitational field becomes so strong past the event horizon that the Stargate itself on Earth would turn nearby matter into a black hole of itself, thereby just destroying the Earth immediately, or close to immediate.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But Carter is doing math, and of course, an airman comes around and gives her a donut.
Tries to fuck her with Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
Captain, we got these from the nearby Dunkin' Donuts. They've actually opened up nearby because, for some reason, people keep ordering large amounts of donuts to Cheyenne Mountain. They've also opened up a Domino's, a Pizza Hut,
yeah,
and
all
a
in
King.
Since the time, all in so the time you since you've been down there.
I mean, this is the one thing that I think kind of amazes me is that we do see the Stargate canteen is just an average canteen, yet we know for a fact that there are fast food workers that have to get clearance to work at the hot dog van in the Pentagon Square. And that the Pentagon also has like a fucking Pizza Hut and a McDonald's in there because, and a few other shops because they don't want people to track the pizza orders from the local Pizza Hut and realize when they're up all night working on shit because they have one inside.
Yeah, the minimum wage nice. McDonald's workers inside Cheyenne Mountain are also reservists that they have to go. Every other SG team is
every fast food worker in Cheyenne Mountain has a fucking gun just all ties ready to shoot a Gould. Yeah.
Yeah, we
like flipping burgers for MP7 on your
yeah,
back.
No. They have a special under barrel attachment for their MP5, and it's just the burger flip.
Remember, your line cook.
Can't wait for them. One of them to get real
your
tired.
Your line cook could be a Gould.
Oh my god, they've just got the signs up saying, "Watch out for the signs of Gould possession, glowing eyes, strange voice, signs of malevolence, and fucking." Sense of superiority.
Damn.
And the line
damn, that just sounds like that just sounds like a fast food manager.
Yeah, I was going to say the manager. They eventually have no manager because the manager keeps just being gunned down.
You know what? Fuck you.
Yes, the strange worker controlled communist.
They figure out there's a Gould infestation because a Gould walks into a McDonald's and orders a fucking Whopper, and the guy at the counter just goes, "Just wait a minute. Would you like no? He isn't
would price. You like fries
just,
with that?
Like, shit and pulls the shot. Wait a minute, goes, wait of a course, minute, and they shoot him in the face immediately."
Oh fuck, this wasn't a Gould, this was one of our like British transfer students.
Oh, it's okay, you read the guy, he was transphobic.
Oh no. What? Wait, what? So okay, sure.
The Guardian is a British newspaper that claims to be left wing but is mainly
no Guardian.
That is centrist and transphobic.
Huh. Anyway, yeah, so with the calculations, right, I do want to mention something funny.
Okay.
Because I took a screen cap of that, and I was like, this is always the fun part. You have a sciencey thing, how sciencey is the sciencey thing? Here's the funny part. I think they got a data plot from an scientific paper, right, and copied the info on that. There's a small issue there. It includes comments for codes. Like, it specifically has, like, a symbol combination for when you want to write a comment in your code, but it's written on the whiteboard.
Of course there is.
It's pretty funny. Like, it's talking about float calculations, and then right after has, like, the comment designation. It's like, huh. But then it also, above that, has the correct geometry for Schwarzschild coordinate space, which is very fancy to put on there.
Again, they definitely paid their consultant well.
Yeah, but it's funny to have on one whiteboard both an extremely precise calculation followed by plagiarism of some codes.
Well, speaking of plagiarism, we're going to plagiarize earlier in the episode, and we're going to turn the episode into a horror movie for a second, because the first bit with Jack and Cromwell downstairs almost feels like they're copying the bit with the very first scene with Boyd, the guy who runs SG Chen's called Boyd, by the way. Like, they're all worried about shit going wrong. They're all preparing to blow shit up and everything. And it's just like, I don't know if this is intentional, but it feels like for a second they managed to capture the horror again of some of the shit that goes on in Stargate. Because the fact is, you are sitting down here attached to, with a portal to a black hole on the other side of some glass and some titanium, and your job here is to blow this base up and hope everything works out. Like, that's creeping horror shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a few times where Stargate does that, like, in the original movie, where all of a sudden the Jaffa guards become fucking predator terminators taking people out in the black of night, and there's no one has any idea what's going on apart from the smack of people being clubbed unconscious. Like, ever so occasionally, they manage to turn Stargate into a horror franchise, and it's great. Because sci-fi horror is an untapped genre.
So yeah, now they're all about to be executed for treason because they decided to defy the orders of the President of the United States of America.
kind of funny, yeah. But it's okay. Hammond has come, but because Hammond here is going to be our Deus Ex Machina because he has mentioned the second gate, and Carter has an idea. What if we did what we did 2 episodes ago? What if we used the directed blasts of energy to make the wormhole jump?
Which is the part where we put a pin in it with an explosion because they're going to use a fucking bomb again. God damn it.
Listen, when you are the US military, anything looks like a nail when all you have is a nuclear bomb.
Well, we can't.
Yeah, we went from a large-scale explosion to a small-scale explosion.
Yeah, it's a small-scale directed energy blast at the gate, which,
we can use an explosion to deal with this situation. Instead, we're going to have to use an explosion to deal with this situation.
Listen, this is basically an explosion. It's fine. It's different.
Basically.
But yeah, this is the part of the episode now where we get them screaming at each other about how Jack got left behind in Iraq.
Yeah, we get the sexual tension part where Jack and Boyd are about to start making out before Carter arrives.
I'm angry at you, Jack, because I left you there.
Well, I'm angry at you because you left me there, you cunt. I spent 4 months in an Iraqi prison.
What do you want me to do? Forgive you? Yeah, I guess.
Well, no!
No.
Please? Ugh. No! I had to see Saddam Hussein shoot
too
so many
salt,
chefs.
Too little salt, not enough. Too much
I
salt.
I think
you
misinterpreted what
too
a sous chef is.
Not enough chili. The list went on.
It's fucking raw.
So yeah.
Yeah, he could never get a good meal because he kept killing his chef.
At this point, Sam comes down and is like, don't do it, we have a plan.
Sam and a suddenly recovered Silent.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, don't worry.
Time dilation.
What I love about this as well is that, like, we're getting a bomb sent here, and for us, it will be like 5 minutes has passed by the time it arrives, and then it instantly arrives.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that is not what happens.
Hi,
Chris,
I am here
Judge,
with the bomb.
The most flexed arms in the fucking world, like, looks out just like gripping.
Yeah.
His arms are like just poof, like
for a second Explodia. Like when he first appeared on frame, I thought for a second it was like strapped around his waist. I'm like, is he like a suicide bomb?
Fucking Teal just walks in with a bomb around his waist. I will punch the black hole. I will punch it. Get out of my way. I will punch it
so hard. I will launch it in stumblock. We can use the plus frames to get out of here.
We've taken an idea from these guys called Al-Qaeda. We are going
really
to...
can't, especially considering Jack's whole fucking backstory.
Indeed.
I know.
Yeah, he got taken out by the members of Al-Qaeda, like John Rambo. GB, in your opinion, with how much the gravitational pull of the black hole must have reached at this point, do you think some basic abseiling equipment is enough to counteract that?
Abseiling equipment and G-suits, which are rated for up to 5 Gs.
Oh, really? They're rated for
so
up to
5 Gs?
I believe
G-suits.
I'm double-checking that right now.
Vaccine radiation.
So hold up.
Okay.
So I've got a formula here for time dilation based on the gravitational difference, right? So let's see. We will be looking at when they're down the rope, which is an interesting paradox because one half of the rope moves slower than the other, which creates this weird part that a rope as a whole is in two states of time. It's really funky.
Okay.
So, let's see.
While you do that, by the way, a modern G-suit with anti-gene strain techniques, a trained pilot is expected to endure up to 9G. That is a trained pilot for an F-15, F-16, F-18, Eurofighter, and Rafale.
Okay, cool. We're speaking 250 times Earth's gravity here for two times time delay.
So you're saying a G-suit and some exercises aren't going to cut it?
Hey,
we're talking like multiple times.
They got a rope. Don't forget the rope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why my notes had "man dead as hell." Okay, cool. My notes are filled with saying this person is dead.
It works and it does the problems.
Well, that's because the rope knows where it is.
The rope doesn't have a step up for when it breaks. Exactly what?
So, the IRS, he completely eats shit. Don't know how it's held on for this long, but sure.
At this point, the iris is just titanium, I believe. Pretty sure it's just titanium at this point.
I'm honestly impressed it lasted that long.
Yeah, this is not the super iris they get later, or the shield that...
Spoilers.
I honestly thought it was just a bunch of aluminium sheets.
It's titanium.
Cromwell eats shit at this point.
But yeah, no, I will say... They put off an amazing composting trick by having the people dangling from the ropes in the same panning shot as the people standing. And that's just neat.
It is.
So, Cromwell eats shit at this point.
Yeah, the glass shatters, Cromwell's rope goes, and he eats shit. Jack tries to save him, he's like, "This rope will only hold one person, Jack. Fuck you, you've left me behind as well."
I like how he found slow motion on the 215 times Earth's gravity.
I mean, he would have been turned into a pancake before the time dilation even caught him, really.
Yes, absolutely.
And the bomb is about to go. The bomb is about to go off. But don't worry, Jack is safe from the pull of a black hole by three people pulling on a rope.
Let's be real, they basically say Tilk did this. They say that our boy Kratos is strong enough to outpull a black hole.
Christopher jumped his arms.
It was
fucking ridiculous when he came out of that lift.
So, the bomb goes off, but gets pulled up by the black hole just in time.
Yep. Yeah, Jack is fine. The Stargate jumps to the nearest wormhole, which... is the nearest Stargate, which is apparently not our other Stargate, but in fact some random planet that we have just ethered.
You mentioned that. Imagine how entirely fucked this would have been if at this point they realized that someone else has stolen the second Stargate again.
Oh no!
So we've moved it. Good news, we've moved it. Good news, we moved it. Bad news, it's still on Earth.
It's okay, we put the Dutch Stargate in the sea, and it will eventually reclaim even more land for glorious Grand Holland.
Ah, yes, the sea level will lower, therefore the Dutch will dominate the Earth.
So,
and everyone will be playing Holland.
I was about to make that joke.
Remember how we said the rope... But yeah, no, yes. Remember how the rope is experiencing two states of time at the same time, mm-hmm. right? So Mr. Big Man,
Mr. Big Man,
starts pulling the rope.
Kratos. Yeah, Mr. Big.
Mr. Big Man.
The Mongo, so, if you will.
Bomb time is 20 seconds, relatively speaking. But shouldn't that not be the case that Mr. Dangly Man
should
be going up very fucking speed?
Yes, because he's going up time dilation.
On the same shot, but it's not going to work like that because that's hard.
No.
Yes, which also creates a paradox because then the rope gets shorter.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, my brain hurts.
Welcome to general relativity. This is where we use non-Euclidean geometry. In other words, Lovecraft's funny he-who words.
Space is warped and time is bendable.
Non-Euclidean geometry, a.k.a. Jerry Seinfeld's bomb.
For gravity.
Non-Euclidean geometry, a.k.a. the geometry is bisexual at least.
No, there's a very funny geometry we use for this, and I shit you not, the name for it is Eddington Finkelstein.
What?
Oh, they fucking Finkelstein that geometry, man. It looks fucked.
Yeah. Finkelstein. Finkelstein is responsible for keeping the rope intact. You're welcome.
Thanks, Finkelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Finkelstein.
So, GB, you had a letter grade you wanted to assign this episode.
Yes, so, in terms of scientific claims and events happening within it, they get 11 correct, which is very impressive. They also get 9 horribly wrong. Therefore, their total grade is a 5.5 out of 10, which for a show is pretty fucking good. And it's a pass. A student passing.
Yay! That's the best kind. We haven't...
But yes, everyone is fucking
dead.
Yeah.
Most of the science passes, except for the fact that we still have to have a TV show, which means that we can't actually kill everyone.
Well, if you think about it, though,
you already have information
paradigms. Grade boundaries shift depending on how everyone as a whole did, and considering how bad every other show gets this kind of science. They get top grades, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to find anything better.
Interstellar.
Okay, Interstellar. That's like the one exception.
Yeah. But yes, it's very fun to see some good stuff on black holes. Very fun. It's also the field of astronomy.
It's interesting that this came out that long ago and was just a fucking series. Like, it was a serialized episode. It wasn't like a whole thing.
Keep in mind the biggest discoveries in black holes have been since 2014 onwards.
New telescopes, right?
Gravitational wave detections.
Yeah.
All of it. Like, all of it. Our interferometers. We currently have a telescope array spanning all the way from Greenland down to the South Pole, effectively turning the Earth into one giant telescope to see protoplanetary orbits and accretion disks of black holes on a degree that would not have been possible in any other measurement ever.
That's cool as shit.
Very cool.
But we have one...
Also... One fun thing about that, that I do need to mention, it is slightly unrelated to black holes, but it was part of the black hole imaging. So, they're too big a file to transfer digitally, right? Unless Muskie Man allows you to use Starlink, in which case it is only 1 week of transfer time. Instead, we have to send them through hard disks. And what better way to send them than by just sending them through DHL? And it actually happened once where DHL lost a hard drive from the South Pole.
Oops. I bet someone was fucking fired.
I mean, DHL was a deep shit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yes, we're sending all of this critical scientific data through every...
Oh no.
Oh no. We've subcontracted... Oh yeah, that's Hermes. Yes.
No, we're sending them through the Dutch postal system.
It's okay. We have hired Deutsche Post to work in America when they only work in Germany.
Oh, excellent. But yeah, no, it's actually the biggest step off interferometers. It takes half a year.
Wow. It's fine. We've got the Dutch postal service.
Yeah. With Muskie Man, 1 week.
Yes, the shoe polish is necessary for our delivery efforts.
Yes.
But yeah.
Look, we're scientists. We can't afford the express delivery from Amazon Prime.
But the good news is the episode isn't quite over. Jack is fine. Teal'c has saved his life. We destroyed a random planet. Hooray! We've also made We've got a new iris. It's trinium and titanium, so it'll be even stronger next time we dial a black hole that'll last a day instead of half a day.
Even though the gravitational field will not be impacted by the world, yes.
Also, Daniel is here.
You wouldn't...
Yeah, I didn't know who the fuck Daniel was. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel just shows up and it's like, hi, paid. Jack, I'm here. I'm in the episode, technically. Do you want to know why he wasn't...
Yeah, I was about to say, did he need to get paid?
Actually, no. Do you know, he was not in the episode because his wife was pregnant.
Huh.
Giving birth.
Yeah.
So you remember a few episodes ago, his actual wife was pregnant.
Nice.
But yes, his wife, Tatiana, I think was giving... I believe it was Tatiana Shanks, was giving birth at the time. And we find out that, hey, Jack, since you clocked in for work this morning, 2 weeks have passed. You are not entitled to overtime.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, you're actually being sent for disciplinary for being absent without leave, yeah.
Yep. And Jack, in response, says, fuck you, I'm going back to bed, which all I have to say is...
Yeah, mood. No. Do we have any closing thoughts on this episode?
All right,
that was a matter of time. So,
closing thoughts, black hole...
Thank you, Jimmy. No, but genuinely thank you for joining us and adding some much-needed intellect to this podcast.
To this, yeah, some much-needed seriousness and scientific rigor to this incredibly unserious
podcast.
We can discuss my payment tomorrow.
So, patreon.com/ SGO podcast. We have a Patreon.
You can give us money for the extended cut of this episode because it's run for an hour and 40 minutes. Which is this is actually going to be hilarious because the free feed listeners are going to be hearing the 15-minute call-outs of the first hour when 9/11 kept being mentioned, and they're going to be like, wait, what?
Oh my God.
It's not? How on earth? Because I will have cut quite a few bits.
You're going to have to, like, go through all of our, like, previous episodes and just, like, cut every time.
Insert 9/11
every
15
minutes. No, I meant
as
in, like, you have to find every instance of me saying a number so that you can splice together. So, or ask any of us saying a number so that you can splice together. It has been 7 minutes.
GB, thank you for showing up on our episode. Would you like to tell the audience where they can get more of our favorite Eldritch horror physicist?
It's Netherlands. Yeah.
All right, everyone, get on the plane to the Netherlands. We're going to
GB. Would you mind dropping your address to everyone on the podcast?
It's your mom.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anyway. I do stream on Twitch, and I have a Twitter where I put my art portfolio, both under the name of GBROATIC. There's GBROATIC, where we call kind of spooky stuff.
He makes fucking amazing spooky shit. If you've caught one of my streams since this was out, you've seen the spooky Halloween PNG I have.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's Halloween after all, so it's the perfect time. I mean, it's Spooktober. Yeah, it's Halloween all week, month.
It's Halloween all week, month, and in fact, it's Halloween 24/7.
What do you mean? What do you mean Halloween? That was like a month ago, GB.
This episode is coming out on
your own Frosty,
the 10th of October.
Well, no.
Because we have no.
I was making a joke about time dilation, you idiots.
I refuse.
I mean, I have a terrible joke about time dilation that I'm not saying at all.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not
that. Yeah, we finally space time bottom surgery has to dilate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm not making the joke on air. I've already told the joke to Frosty. Okay.
Well,
and I've been told it's terrible. But anyway, Ryan, where can the people get more Ryan?
Here. I'm on Patreon.
Indeed. Give us money on Patreon so Ryan can buy more random shit. Yeah, Ryan wants to buy the Oscar Aces Rock set for his computer to upgrade.
Hey, GB, did you mention your...
He wants to rock that.
Event happening soon.
Yeah,
my summer fun on Halloween.
Yes.
Yes. It's also coming up. Plenty of horror lineup
for
that as well.
I'll have to remember to come along to that.
I would love to, but I will be at my girlfriend's.
Bitch, you can watch it while you're there.
I imagine.
I mean, I could, or I could be staring at my girlfriend.
Right. Well,
you can do both.
I'm gonna run away, because someone's on
my door. Nothing else.
Alright, so I'm Arctisha Frost. You can find me as Arctisha Frost on both Blue Sky and on Twitch. I sometimes actually stream. Maybe I'll even stream, I don't know, next week again? I don't know, maybe. I said next week. That's...
We should do a Baldur's Gate collab,
week,
but I'm also going to mod the
shit
next out of Baldur's
Gate. And by possibly next week, I realize that means possibly this week for you, the listener.
Future events such as these will affect you in the future, for that is where we will spend the rest of our lives.
What?
Space is warped and time is bendable.
Yeah, I don't think we have another host on this podcast that needs to plug stuff.
So, fuck you. Hi, my name's Hope Frayol. You can find me at twitch.tv/HopeFrayandOral. That's F-R-A-Y-O-R-L. It's H Frayoral on Twitter. And on Blue Sky, it is... horribly scrolls. Hope... Yeah, so it's HopeFrayol.bsky.social. So it's the same spelling as on Twitch. No, we're just wrapping things up. And speaking of Halloween events, there is the big Starfall... The Big Starfall, which is my VTuber group that I'm part of. The Big Starfall Party on the 28th and 29th. We will be doing karaoke and Among Us and spooky shit.
Sounds lame. Go to the GB's one instead.
Go to both, you cunt.
Alright, thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you all for listening. To get another episode of this show. Once again, as we mentioned, you can get more. You can get extended cuts of our episodes and bonus episodes on Patreon.
Speaking of bonus episodes, we've got a bonus episode next week. Ryan, what are
we
watching?
Yeah, you gotta
check, Ryan. All of One Piece.
Ryan did want to make his big winner's book at some point. I think that's honestly probably as a stream.
Yeah, that needs to
be I think that should be like a live stream.
It could be a live stream, and like hell, I might even set up my actual camera and do like a fucking live reading of it.
Oh god, yeah. Sure.
That's like an event.
Yeah, we can discuss that as a future event. But what do you want to watch next
week?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright. Well, you think on that, and
I'll think on Kissing Girls.
And I will, our wonderful audience, as ever, the episode is now over, so fuck off.
Get out of here. Go back to whatever you were doing before.
Bye.
Oh.
By the way, we're doing Snatch. Ryan wanted us to do the movie Snatch, the follow-up to Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Well, spiritual follow-up. Goodbye.
What exactly does funky mean?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Stargate Oversight. Stargate Oversight is, of course, myself, Hope Frayol, Architecture Frost, and Ryan. Today's special guest was the one and only kneecap man himself, Jeebro Attic. For more Stargate Oversight or an extended cut of this episode, please go to patreon.com/sgopodcast. Next week's episode will be Snatch, which is a bonus episode. You must be a patron to get the full episode. Goodbye for now. Fuck y'all.